was not its function. It was a signal meant to warn Goblin's gang to protect their night vision. 4, 3, 2, 1. Flash. I had no eyes to close. For an instant, I was as blind as Mogaba's raiders. Then I asked myself why I should be blind, and decided I was blind only because I expected to be blind. I could see again as soon as I decided I should, which was more proof that lots of things really are a matter of viewpoint and expectation. The flash not only blinded the Shadowlanders for a while, it splashed them with something that left them glowing in the dark. They made good targets. Goblin's men were outnumbered. They took the opportunity to rectify that. Life became very unpleasant for the Southerners. Short for some of them, too. Goblin made their situation more unpleasant by conjuring numerous simulacra brothers present and past. It was an old device and one of his favorites. He didn't use it so often anyone figured out how to deal with it. The Southerners struggled with spooks and shadows while Goblin's rangers picked them off. They didn't jump on the option of using anti-ambush tactics because they took too long to comprehend the full scope of what had befallen them. Mogaba never appeared. I couldn't find him no matter how hard I looked. Eventually it dawned on his lieutenants that they had taken a bite that was beyond their ability to chew. They began to withdraw. They flailed at themselves and one another, trying to shed the luminescence that made them easy targets. Some tried to strip, though that meant staying in one place for a length of time, definitely not conducive to continued good health. The spooks and goblins' men kept after them. Organized withdrawal collapsed into panic. Goblin kept close contact. He had spun fortune on her ear and tripped his enemies good. Now he wanted to ride his good luck for all it was worth. He wanted to catch Mogaba while the Gnaw remained unaware of the scope of the disaster. I wished him luck. My fears for Goblin having proven unjustified, I headed back to report what looked like the only good thing that had happened all night. Chapter 66. It's not as bad as it sounds, Croker told me. Yet. He watched me suck down a quart of sugar water. It looks like the old and new divisions are swapping places without any problems, and we haven't seen any evidence that many shadows are getting through. And I think Lady can get her situation under control. So whatever kind of stunt Soulcatcher is pulling, it isn't going to go all her way. There were some unspoken yets in there that were pretty damned big. Croker asked, how are you holding up? Should I have One Eye come take over? He's probably more use wherever he is now. I don't know. He's being One Eye. A few minutes ago, he was running around waving a fancy black spear and mumbling incoherently. I do believe he was a bit tipsy. Shit. One Eye drunk and in a mood to show off his talent seldom bodes well for anyone. That's the spear he made while we were trapped in Dejigore. He was drunk the last time he tried to use it. The one he made to kill Shadow Spinner? To kill Shadow Masters in general, but yes. We don't want him killing this Shadow Master. Not yet. He's probably worried about the Shapeshifter. You can tell him she's no threat. Goblin's got her under control. You're sure you don't need a break?